Mark Vandermeer and the General John McClain with you. Rick Smith joins us now, General Manager and Executive Vice President. Rick, how's it going?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
How are you, Rick?
Doing great.
Okay, well, we have the Arizona Cardinals. Before we talk about the game at hand, though, very special day, Ring of Honor, and a lot goes into this. Andre Johnson is the first one to go in. Very exciting stuff.
It is exciting, Mark. And you know, we've come in the evolution of the organization to a point, you know, after 15 years, where we've got some history now to start celebrating, you know, being a new franchise. You know, haven't had that opportunity very often over the years, but now felt like it's time to really start to celebrate some of our former players. And, you know, one of the ways to do that is obviously to develop the Ring of Honor, and who, what better, you know, option is it for, you know, him to be the first person to be inducted into that. We got about 75 guys coming back for events all over the, you know, over the weekend, and guys are excited about it. We're excited about it. And, you know, the players are the backbone of the organization, and so to have them, you know, come back and be able to celebrate them, to celebrate their careers and celebrate Andre's career, I think it's going to be special.
His first three years, you were still in Denver. When you saw him from afar, what did you think about it?
You know, I just thought, what an incredible combination of size, speed, athleticism, ability. And then you come in, and then you start to watch how the guy worked every day, and how he approached his craft, and how he handled himself, and just the consummate. You know, you think about the consummate pro. People say that a lot, but Andre really epitomizes, you know, professionalism. And to watch him, and to have the opportunity to have seen him up close, you know, for the vast majority of his career was a blessing, a gift for me.
I know the current players are fully focused on this game, yet they can't help but notice Andre going into the Ring of Honor and the 75 or so former players coming back. That's got to be special for them to see sort of a legacy developing here.
Well, I think so, and I think that that's important. I think history is important. And so, you know, we'll have them here on Saturday when the team goes through their walkthrough, and so we'll be able to have some interaction between the former players and the current players, and I think it's important.
I have a column going tomorrow about his impact on DeAndre Hopkins. And DeAndre had said, after y'all drafted him and he came in to meet the media and meet everybody at the stadium, he's taking his mom to Del Frisco's. And Andre heard about it and called him and asked if he could join him. And he did. And he reached out and went to dinner with he and his mom. When you look at DeAndre today, what do you see in him that you think he learned from listening to and watching Andre Johnson?
I think probably the biggest thing that you know, that I think, you know, young players saw from him was the work ethic every day. The guy came to work every day, and he worked hard. You think about, you know, receivers and the different personalities that I think are, you know, that are attached to receivers when you think of it. But Andre was a worker, you know, and so that was the biggest thing that I think, you know, what you do speaks so loud sometimes I can't even hear what you say. And what he did was impressive every day, because he came in and he worked, and you think a guy with his credentials and his pedigree and the skins that he had on the wall towards the end of his career wouldn't practice, you know, consistently. But he practiced every day. The effort was always there. The work ethic was always there. And I think that's probably something, you know, one thing that rubbed off on not only D-Hop, but a lot of guys across positions, because they saw the guy work the way he did every day.
Yeah, Arian was one of the players who said he embraced the opportunity to learn from him and everything like that. Really great example.
You don't have a – he's so opposite of what a lot of receivers are. You know, prima donnas, they want to pour gasoline on themselves and light a fire to get an attention, and he looked like he would go the other way. How much did that benefit the organization, the way his personality was?
Well, I don't know that I know how it could have been different. So, you know, I'm not going to make it up to look like something that I don't know what it looked like. But I will just tell you this, that we value that. We value his professionalism. We value the way that he came to work every day and how it rubbed off on younger players. And, you know, just proud of him and happy that we have a chance to honor him this weekend.
Yeah, one great play when you say Andre Johnson, that it flashes in your mind?
Yeah, I think the two that flash in my mind, because I grew up in Virginia, Redskins fan, you know, when we beat the Redskins, but more importantly, that fourth down against Miami, that was incredible. I mean, we were 0-4, I think, and on our way to 0-5, and saving that game that way. So there are a ton of them, but those two stick out.
That's mine. 4th and 10, Jeremiah Bell. Could have been a pick, and he takes it away from him.
Mine was Washington, back in the end zone, force overtime, and you beat the Redskins. Yep.
So I got both of y'all.
Yeah, yep. See? Yeah. But you picked two. I don't know. That might not be right. You picked two. All right, so you have a big game against Arizona this weekend. They're kind of going through some similar things, quarterback injury, some adversity, and it's really going to be a survival kind of game this Sunday.
Well, you know, I don't know that I would language it that way, Mark, but what I will tell you this is the NFL season, that's part of it, right? You have to you got to be able to adapt and adjust to injuries and still go out and perform at a high level. And you know, we haven't had success these last few weeks, and so we're looking for a win. And so we've got to put a game plan together and then go out and execute and compete and find a way to win a football game.
Now, I know you like to look ahead, but I like to focus on the game that's coming up. And Jadeveon Clowney, in listening in the press box to all the media up there talking about him in the first half and how the Rams couldn't do anything they wanted to do because of him. And talk about his impact and how, you know, he's with your philosophy of signing him to 1 year left, he's going to make a lot of money. But he's been even better than last year, it seems like.
Well, yeah, I think he is better. I think he continues to get better. You know, his issue, obviously, we've talked about this a number of times over the years, is just his availability. You know, it was unfortunate the early part of his career where he had those injuries, but he worked hard. He has gotten his body to a point where he's out there and he's playing, and he's playing at a high level. I don't think anybody in whoever looked at the guy ever doubted his ability. It was just an opportunity, you know, just a function of him not being available. And when he's out there, you know, he's one of those guys. We sit and talk about the opponents all the time, right? You talk about this guy is a game wrecker. He can wreck the game. If you don't account for him, he can wreck the game. And JD's one of those players that other people they've got to account for him because, you know, he can do so many different things with his athleticism. And the thing I will tell you about him is, and I've said this a couple times about him, people talk about his athleticism and how much a study is, but the guy has some football instincts that are top notch. And when you combine those kind of instincts with that athleticism and just God-given ability, you know, he's a heck of a football player.
Rick Smith joining us. Rick, Tom Savage, another start for him. There's a learning curve here because he hasn't played a ton of football, even though he's been in the system. What do you make of it as he tries to improve in this game against the Arizona Cardinals?
Yeah, and he's got to improve. The biggest thing he's got to do, Mark, in my opinion, he can't turn the ball over. You know, whether it's a fumble or whether it's an interception, he's got to protect the football. And that is the priority, I think, for him this week, to protect the ball and then move the offense efficiently. And we got to score some points.
We've been talking about Andre. On the other side of the field, considering you only play them every 4 years, last time you're going to play Larry Fitzgerald. Talk about him and the way he compares to Andre, because there's a good chance both of them will be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, very similar. Very similar in approach, I think, off the field, very similar on the field. You know, you talk about a guy who has had success at that level for so many years, and that doesn't come without the kind of work ethic that he has. But those guys are very similar in their makeup.
Rick, thanks a lot for joining us. Good
luck
this weekend.
Okay, guys, thank you.